Oh, the graveyard shift. Now, when I was a kid, I always worked jobs at night. And I always had graveyard shifts, you know, and everybody kind of threw that expression around very loosely. And I wonder, what the hell is a graveyard shift anyway? Other than the fact that you're working at night, okay, I know that much, but what's the origin of the expression graveyard shift? And then I worked for a while at a graveyard, and my boss, Joe Crivello, he explained it to me. What happened in the old days, I mean, way back, hundreds of years ago, people were really nervous about being buried alive, you know. Not any more nervous than we are today. It was just that the technology was not really with it. You could be taking a nap and they'd fucking bury you. Right? So there was a law that everybody who got buried had to have a string tied around their wrist. In the coffin, and then they'd run it up through the roof of the coffin, and then they'd go up through the dirt, and then they'd go over the branch of a tree on which they would put a bell. And then there's a guy who sits in the graveyard all night long waiting to hear a bell. That's the graveyard shift. And you'll like this one too. The bell and the whole apparatus and everything, you know, if you find a guy who actually is alive in underground, he's called a dead ringer. I'm not kidding.